Thank you. quite heavy. I told Mrs. Lestat of you. I said, Hugh, I said, you look wonderful up there at the rostrum. But I said, are you going to support that great president that we have? Well, he said, am I not doing better? I said, I haven't seen any evidence of it yet, Hugh. When I do, I will.
Tom was all over him last year, too.
Yeah,
the word is on SSD, anyhow.
What 17 did? Bobby. Hope he was sick last night.
I hope he did his job.
Yeah,
he did his job. And we all worked on it, but basically it's a phase that will pass, I hope, in this country. The comments of turning inward. They'll start cracking the space door. You watch. They want to cut it.
Oh, they'll go all the way down the line.
Then they'll start cracking the fence.
Yeah.
And the whole point is they say, well, all we want to do is such a thing. What do I want to do? Help the poor. I want to meet with the Black Congressman. I just saw their manifesto and they just want to spend it. Where in the hell are you going to get the tax money to help the poor unless you build it somewhere?
That's right.
Create something.
Once you have a tax base, it's not going to be any money to take care of it.
Sergeant Wood and Brooke and all the rest.
do that. I'm sorry.
They think we have to try.
Absolutely. And one thing,
you know, they hate the war.
They do. Everybody hates the war. And I think the American people feel that deep down they feel the same way.
Well, they hate it. They want to end it.
Yes, they do. But
we're going to make another announcement in April, Tom, and it'll be quite heartening. I can tell you what it is, you know, because I don't want, especially me, I don't even tell John, but it'll be a very good one. And people will then see that the long road is coming to an end. We're not going to throw it all out, though, because we got to keep enough there to make those people give us back the prisoners, and also to keep just enough there, not long enough, so that the South Vietnamese have a chance to survive. So we're going to do it.
Well, I agree with you, but I think the other thing, that maybe it's a crazy thought. Here we have the Paris office, which has been operating 2 or 3 years or more.
Yeah.
Capital's there.
Yeah.
And Bruce is there. And no accomplishment. They go there and they either meet or they don't meet and they close out.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be proper to say, Mr. Bruce, you've been there so long, we try not to.
We plan to. Let me tell you about the plan, so John. We've got all questions tonight.
Yes.
We're going to wait. About this summer, in the middle of summer, we will see that and there's nothing in it for us to wait, except the prisoner thing, and we can put the prisoner thing, move into Geneva or some other damn thing, and say, all right, boys, as far as we're concerned, the hell with you, right? We're finding our way to end the war, and you can find yours, but for us just to sit there and be badgered by these people, to be that's what it really gets down to, isn't it?
Excellent.
We have that in mind. But we're waiting now. You see, at the present time, we just want to, well, you have in this country, the weakness in this country is surprising how much, you know. But it's what has weakened the country, Tom, to be quite candid, is this. World War II did not weaken it, actually. It went through that. And when we consider what the French and the British and Germans and let's take the Germans and the Japanese, what each of them have gone through and how they have survived and are still strong people. My God, the Americans have been through nothing. So, but Korea hurt the American spirit.
Yeah.
Then this war has. But beyond that, what has really hurt the most has been this foppish group of intellectuals in this country who come out of the universities and they've gone to the great newspapers, they've gone to the television and the rest, and they constantly run down America. They don't want America to be first in aviation. They don't want us to be first in space. They don't want us to be, frankly, honored in the world. They say, oh, America's a terrible place. We don't treat the Negroes right. We don't treat this right. What we ought to do is to concentrate all of our great energies on cleaning up America and forget the world. Well, if that happens, who is left in the world to handle the communists, huh? Who's left? The British camp, the French camp, the Japanese haven't got the power. We're all there is, right? So that's what people got to realize.
And isn't this a program that has been planned properly by somebody?
Let me tell you, I am not one that would subscribe totally to the conspiratorial theory, but I can say this. Our enemies just love
this.
And some of them are crowding the ball with us. But some of these people, like your friend Galbraith and others, they don't know they're being used, I think.
Oh, yes, they do.
You think they do?
So does Bundy.
Mac Bundy?
Yeah. Yes, Mac Bundy.
He's one of your Harvard boys.
Oh, yes. The Ford Foundation, I'm going to see him later.
Yeah, he was there last night. I had his dinner Tuesday night. We had to give him my best, and we were talking, and his wife was there, and she was delighted. I think she's a lovely, beautiful woman. But we got along fine. He's helping us in the volunteer work terrifically.
Well,
terrific.
We sold the little goods in Greece with Max Fish.
Good.
Henry's a good friend of mine.
You know, he was basically, you know, Little Kennedy, as we know, and he was for other reasons. It's his first wife.
And Johnson.
And Johnson, he was with Johnson. But now we try to gradually, through Max Fisher, bring him back. And I think we can get him back.
He's 100%. He gave 50,000.
Well,
he's all right. Mr. President, I know and I appreciate very much the opportunity to see you. I'd like to talk to you on 2 or 3 subjects.
Right.
You can ask me whatever question I know.
All right.
If you turn this around. His wife.
You make it over that. And I say, this has got to be so sick. This got to be going to move on fairly fast. Because mainly because he's a strong, virile guy. Now they say, I don't want him to
well, he's not a tenant. He's an American.
The other thing is,
Tom knows about his wife's background. It is the best bet.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Good enough, greasy, good enough, riddle. It's my view.
Nobody could say that Greasy wasn't a potassium. He said, I'm not what the president wants. He said, I'm going to do it. I don't give a damn.
He's got a lot of people.
He's got a lot of people. Nobody has a solution. Fine, I don't like it. But what are you going to do? You're going to have the generals or the commies. Now, losing Italy, Mr. President, you've lost the new
Listen, I'm with you all the way. Incidentally, I must say, you know, I'm watching the Spanish situation very closely.
And it needs watching.
There.
But this would help Spain. It would help Turkey. It would help a lot of things. It's not the situation. I believe that. They feel embarrassed. I believe that by 1972, they will have set up their affairs so that they can start on the parliamentary procedure. I think by the end of this year, an announcement of some kind. I have no authority. Nobody told me that they're going to do it, but I have to hear.
That'd be very helpful if they would.
Yes.
You see, look, I am the best friend they got.
I know that.
And if I had not been in this office, they put right down the tube.
Right.
Now, I've been defending them, and John knows this, and the NSC, and all the rest. Everybody wants to kick a greaser. And they said, well, the Danes don't like him. And I said, look, what are you going to do? Exchange one battalion for 20 divisions?
20 divisions.
Whatever it is, 15. They don't. Yeah. We're with them, but they don't make it easier for us.
I know. I told them that. I told them
well,
that.
Well, keep talking. I'm the office, and we hum a lot.
Yes. It's as simple as
what they have to do. Make it appear something else. You tell them strong. Right, I mean.
Yes, I would.
You can say, now look here, boys. We look, just for the, you know American politics. You know they've got a very good friend here, but they're making all the stuff. I don't trust this woman. But maybe they're going to come here.
Well, I'm going to tell them, go on, sit and turn. I'm going to tell them in a nice way.
Sure.
Because I try my best to guide them to do everything I possibly could. And I said to Marshall, oh, take it that out and make something else as strong as the martial law. But don't call it the martial law. You can't have to have a martial law. And I think Tosca's done a good job on that. The martial law. Now, Greece, I think, is going along well. And I believe that these people are on the road to settle something. I believe by 1972. They will have a parliamentary program. Because the king is not helping you either, unfortunately.
We haven't done it.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yugoslavia, I talk to a lot of people there, and I think
Are you?
Well, I'm very friendly.
But you are, actually, we can,
Well, I expect to be here for good, like way in July. I promised John that I would come and start working for you September 1st until November 7th.
You are coming.
1972.
Great, great. You are coming to that dinner since you know these people.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have any friends here.
Well, I'm very happy because they're doing, they are together, their money situation is improving, they demand you, of course.
Yeah.
But they are much better than they were before. Much, much better.
They're even getting to the point where they can pay Tom back.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
And,
we've done a lot of business with them. And we buy from them, and we sell them, by the way. We take some of their raw material, and we sell finished product at a steel plant. I have a steel plant there also, which I hope the Japs will buy. Nobody wants it in Europe, by the way. Nobody wants the Japs to put in Europe.
No.
The Germans.
They're in France, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
The Middle East, sir. Well, I had a new man, but the Prime Minister there is
yeah.
Our friend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's not the house.
Oh, Father Bussy, my house.
Tom, don't forget to tell the person outside.
And that was the last.
Oh, excuse me.
God, I would say.
And about the Italian sergeant.
It's strange to meet sergeant. You know about
that. Oh, I know him well.
I know, but he wants to come here to meet with you. Officially.
Oh.
He wants to meet you in California.
Oh, I see. Yeah, he could have come officially because he already had him.
No, no, no.
I'd like to have him, but...
He will have a lot to tell.
Right. Now he's going to be able to do that.
He's about to retire, isn't he?
Yes.
When is he? Yeah, late at the end of this year.
Yeah, even later.
We could have him over.
You could have him, even before as a private citizen.
No, we could have him as a president. Come as a private visitor.
Yeah, I'm officially to meet with you. California, Florida, any place he's coming here, either to hunt or he's coming here to visit Alaska or something like that.
I see.
And he does not want anybody else to come with him. He must come alone, and the interpreter would be somebody from India.
Yeah, yeah, we could get Walters to come down from Paris, big Walters, and get his nurse, and my interpreting nurse.
And that would be of a tremendous help.
Oh, sorry, I got a telephone.
He's in the Italian. Also go to Vatican. The other day I saw Folger, by the way.
Oh, yes, yeah.
He is slipping a little bit.
mean a common cause. He must be slipping up.
A common cause?
Is he ready?
Gardner's outfit? Oh, I guess.
Whether it's for old time's sake or what.
Oh, sure.
To whom? To who's he going?
John Gardner, that common cause outfit, the left wing outfit in New York.
Let me give you another shocking thing which I heard, Mr. Sargent. I have nothing against Sargent or anybody. They're giving me a party, the Ripon. Did you hear?
Ripon?
Yes.
No.
I haven't. Who do you think they're giving it for?
Sergeant.
Goodell. Goodell.
Oh, boy.
I think this is fine. This puts the Ripon Society in the direct posture where they belong.
Yeah, they're
in the
laws anyway.
You ought to see.